So we celebrate this great sacrament of baptism today as Nicholas will enter into the waters of baptism. What happened to Jesus Christ will now happen to him. And as the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, now he will enter into the soul of Nicholas. As God the Father said to Jesus at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." So God speaks to Nicholas's heart and says, "You are precious to me. You are my son. I'm pleased with you." And this is what he has spoken to each one of us in our baptisms, as he has called us into his life, as he's called us to be saints. After all, in order to get to heaven, we have to be a saint. It's not like God has two paths for Christianity. If you're a Christian, it's not that you have, okay, you have the ordinary everyday Christian and then you have saints. No, he's calling each one of us to be a saint. And so parents, godparents, it is your responsibility to help Nicholas grow in what that means to be a saint, to follow Christ, to live his life. In fact, as Léon Blois, the great French writer, said, there is only one tragedy in life. Now, what is this going to be? You know, we have all these tragedies in life that happen as buses go over cliffs and other things like that. But he says there's only one real tragedy in life, and that is not to be a saint. That we're called to be saints. Think about that. A lot of times, you know, as we're going through our lives, we say, yeah, they might be called to be a saint, but not me. You don't know my sin, Father. He couldn't possibly be calling me to be a saint. No, each one of us is called to be a saint. Someday, a long time from now, well, maybe not that long from now, they may be putting up a statue of you here at St. Patrick and say, this is where that person grew up. This is where that person worshipped. And now we have our very own saint. While we're not called to be making statues of ourselves, we are called to strive for holiness. And we hear this part of that today in the gospel. Jesus says, "No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." God and things. Stuff. And so often we end up serving stuff. And our things need more things. I mean, I was thinking about this. For instance, I got contacts a few years ago. Okay, 15 years ago. I got contacts. Well, I also have very sensitive eyes to light, so it means I need sunglasses. But when I don't wear the sunglasses, then I need glasses that are also prescription. So when I'm wearing my glasses, I have to switch that off. Now I have to not only buy all those, I also have to buy all the cleaning fluid, that stuff that goes with that, the little cases that you have to put them in. That our things need more things. And very often we can get loaded down by the weight of stuff. We're called, rather, to say, what is our focus? What is that one thing necessary? It's like I talked about when I first got here, lo, those many months ago, about that if we're seeking the starfish, we can't grab it if our hands are full of shells. We need to let go of that which is less important and grab hold of that which is most important. St. Ignatius of Loyola put it this way. He said this was his first principle and foundation. "Man is created to praise, reverence, and serve God our Lord, and by this means to save his soul." You know, I said this a couple weeks ago. You know, why did God make me? To know him, to love him, to serve him in this life so that we can be happy with him forever in the next. Some of you remember that from growing up. That we're called to live our lives for God. That is first. And everything else is a tragedy. He then says, the other things on the face of the earth, that means everything else that's created, whether it's the pews or the air conditioning or the fans or the lights or the clothes that we have on, everything else on the face of the earth, he says, was created for man to help him in the attaining of the end for which he's created. So everything else is there to help us get to God. Do we use it that way or not? Hence, we are to make use of them, all these other things, in as far as they help us to attain our end of heaven and holiness. But we must rid ourselves of them in as far as they prove a hindrance to us. Think about your life. What are the things that are keeping you from being a saint? What are the things that you're attached to? I know the things in my life. I know the things I struggle with. What are the things that we struggle with that keep us from snuggling into God's heart? St. Ignatius says, if we really want to get to heaven, we need to break ourselves and rid ourselves of these things. Then he goes on and says, therefore we must make ourselves indifferent to all created things, as far as we are allowed by free choice and not under any prohibition. Consequently, as far as we are concerned, we should not prefer health to sickness, riches to poverty, honor to dishonor, a long life to a short one. The same holds true for all things. That we're not to, the things that give us pleasure aren't necessarily the things that we should be preferring to other things. But rather, what helps us get to God? And finally, he concludes, our one desire and choice should be what is most conducive to the end for which we are created, what most gets us close to God. What are those things? Do we live that out? Are we seeking holiness first and foremost? For those of you who want to reflect on this little thing that I just said, I'm going to have it put in the bulletin for next week. But do we seek after the heart of God first and foremost? What's standing in the way? What's keeping us from going to Him? By our baptisms, we are called to give ourselves to Christ. That was the whole thing about at the beginning when I signed the sign of the cross on Nicholas's forehead, and then the parents and godparents did the same. That by baptism, we are called to die. To die to ourselves, to our own wants, our own wishes, and so to live for Christ, to be resurrected in Him. But we first have to die before we can be raised up. What in our lives do we need to die to in order to give ourselves completely into the hands of our loving God?